in terms of weeks, units of time, weeks, and how many weeks, let's put 1 year, say 50 weeks. It's not exactly 1 year, but nearly. Okay. Then we put a variable representing the incoming incidents. I prefer Arial, so that's why I chose Arial here. And just to make it clear from the beginning, we put a step function in there. So click on equations, incidents, and here in the equations, you put some number expressing how many incidents that are coming per week, say 2 initially. And then we add plus, and we want to use a step function. And the step function is here under functions where I am pointing. So if we go below, or actually we enter an S, no, whoops, that was silly. That's not what I wanted to do. Don't do it. Don't be as silly as me. So we go back. I tried to put an S for finding step, but I should rather have scrolled. Here it is. Step. And as you can see, the step requires 2 inputs. The function requires the height of the step and the time when the step happens. This is documented in the help of Benzim and so on. So information about this in other functions is there. So let's assume it goes up from 2 to 10. So the step is 8 up. And the time when it happens, let's say that happens at week 10. So originally 2, and then up by amount 8 at week 10. So we document it here. We assume that, I'm making a lot of mistakes here, that 2 incidents per week are occurring initially. Then at week 10, the number of incidents becomes 10 per week. And since we originally had 2, we have to add 8 more. That's why we have that. And here in the units, we put incidents per week. Okay. And then we can start testing and making sure that this is correct. So simulate. And look at the graph, and what happens? First of all, you will be seeing your Benzim not these numbers here. I will tell you in a moment how to get them. But I want you to reflect on what is happening. We have originally 2 incidents. We are here. And then at time 10, it should go up here. But what happens here? Why is this happening here? Why doesn't it really look exactly like a step function?
Depends on what kind of order,
we don't have a delay yet. I am just plotting the number of incoming incidents. There is no delay. It's a function and it should behave like this. So why is it not behaving like this, but it is going up like this? The error?
Sampling time for that program?
Ja, og hva, hva slags sampling time det? Hva kalte vi det for noe? Ja, the time step. We simply took her in the settings times step one. And that's exactly what is happening. Here are at time 9, and then the time step 10 is up. And because the time step is very long, 1, then it looks like this. So if we now take the model settings, make the time step 1/2, and simulate, then we need to pop up the output is here, Windows, pop up the forward, but that's still the old one, so we need to create a new one. And now look at this, it's much deeper now. Now it starts better. If you continue doing that, let's kill this output and put model settings instead of 1/2, 1/4, the next one, simulate, look at the graph, now it's getting more and more perpendicular. What did we say about the accuracy of the simulation? We should continue going on until anything, it doesn't change anymore. So does it change if we make now the time step 1/2 of that? Let's see. Model settings, time step 1/8. Simulate. Look at the graph. It did change. Let's make it even smaller. Model settings, time step, 1/2 of that. 1/2 of 0.125 is 1.00625. 1/16. Okay? Simulate. Like that graph. And now, it doesn't change anymore. Maybe a little bit we can still hear. But I think we are satisfied. This is now a nice step function. And at the same time, you got the reminder of not just taking the time step that Vensing gives you by default, but making sure that you adjust it until you have visual accuracy. Making the time step smaller doesn't anymore change the looking of the curves. Okay, so this is the pattern of incidents. You, Tonya, are now the security officer in the company, and you are. This happens like that. But you don't get the information immediately. You need reports from the people working in your company, and they are not just giving this nice curve. Maybe somebody's taking up a coffee when this happens, so you get information over time and whatever from different people, and you have to put it together. In the meantime, maybe 1 week has passed and so on. So you start changing your perception and so on. So let's put in that here. This is the perception or expectation, whatever you like, perception of incidents. Perception is the way you interpret that. Expectation relates to that, but for the future, because what you perceive, you believe that's going to be like that. So whether you use perception or expectation is the same. Now, the question is, if these two are equal. And normally there won't be. So there will be a gap. Okay? And if there is a gap, this will change your perception. So there goes a slide from here to that. And as we said before, people are different. Some people adjust the perceptions very quickly. Others are more conservative. So we need a variable like the perception time, average perception time. And that's the model, which you will recognize as the same model in the structure as the one that we had in the slides, with the difference that in the slide it was about orders, incoming orders and so on. Here we are relating to incidents. Now we put in numbers. Are you apart with me? You have the same model? Okay, we put in numbers. Perception of incidents. Well, let's initialize so that they are equal. To begin with, you remember this is only for initialization. So now we start giving the values. Perception time, we put some number here. Suppose it is 10 weeks. So units, here we can select week. Comment or documentation, average time to form perceptions. Okay? Perception of incidents, we have to put the initial value. And we initialize to the incidents occurring in the past. So I click in here, we have incidents here. this part is given already by Vensim, the change in perception. The name perception of incidents is sufficiently explanatory, so we don't have to put more here. Units, it should be incidents. Per week. Actually, we have it from before. So, incidents per week. Click OK. And then the link here disappears because, as you remember, initialization links are normally not seen, but you could, in model settings, put sketch show initial causes, then it will be there, but in gray. Then the gap. What is the gap? The gap, you have to use these two here, incidents and percent incidents, is the difference between the actually incoming incidents, minus also, and the perceived incidents. That's where is the gap. If the number of incidents is higher than what you have been perceiving so far, then there is a gap that forces you to increase your expectation. But if the number of incidents falls down so that you have a negative gap, that will reduce your perception. Check units, then it's computed automatically for us. And the gap is clear what it is, so we don't need to write much text. Okay? Then finally, the change of perception. And here we have two quantities to use, the gap and the perception time. The bigger the gap, the more you have to change. So it should be proportional to the gap. The longer the perception time, the smaller the change you do per time. So we divide by, it's inversely proportional, the perception time. Check units. And again, comment should be clear what it is. Note that the unit is the unit of the stock, of the level, which is incidents occurring per week, divided by the time, divided by the week. So incident per week. Okay? And now we have it. And now we can simulate. Simulate. And if you select perception of incidents, and hold the shift down, key down, and incidents, and graph, then you see both. And that's the curve that you will remember from the slides. Initially, one, which is the incidents, and two, which is the perception, are the same. At time 10, the number of incidents goes up and stayed high. And because the chief security officer is a bit conservative and needs time to adjust expectation, It is gradually changing its perception what it is until here. We are assuming that the perception time is the same. Sometimes people change the perception time, but this is not in the model. It's a very simple initial model. Then you might wonder why I am getting the curves in this way. Why I'm getting the curves in this way? It is because I have the following selection. Model settings. Now, wait a moment. This is Windows, Tools, Tools Options, Tool Options. And there, Graphics. Tool Options, and then you select Graphics here. Oh, you don't have it. Okay. You cannot find it. Okay, there may be... Sorry. I need a fisherman's friend. Okay, you don't have it. Then that's not possible to do it. In the professional version, which is quite expensive, you have Tools, Options, Graphics, and there if you put in a graph tool, graph lines patterned, and graph tool line markers, then that's what gives you this kind of output. But what you do have in your tool there is the input-output object, which you could put in here. Output WordPress tool. You could choose auxiliary incidents. And I don't know if you can choose also change of perception. Let's see if you can have both. Probably not. Let's see what happens. Graph. Simulate. No, you only see one of them. So if you want to see both of them, change of... Oh yes, that's only the change of perception. Actually, I wanted not to have the change of perception, but the incidents. Okay, and simulate. Then we see the incidents, which is a step function. I don't think we can also put in the level.
You can see both graphs at the same time, but they are not labeled with 1 and 2.
No.
So it's possible to see both lines in the same graph?
You can see that. we have to construct here something different, which I show you when making a virus control panel. You have to choose graph and then new, and here you give it a name, graph or whatever, perception, not perception but perception of incidents. And then you can select here the incidents, and you can select here, or actually we select here the, yes, the incidents, select the perception of incidents there. And in this clicking, it makes the scale the same, but we could also put minimum here 0 and maximum 15, something like this. Display, and there you see that. And this you could put also on the You could put also here, we take this away. And you could put the input here, object, output custom graph, perception of incidence, put in here, and then it will be there. So you get this. But these things you have already in documentation of the various models, so you can do that. So you use the control button and so on. And then in your tool, I was told you don't have the option of put these label lines. And so on. Now, I leave it as an exercise for you to construct the same thing using the delay function. The solution is in the here. Here somewhere. Modeling is so here you have delays and so on. So if you click on delays here, you can download this model and different models and so on. But now we need to proceed with the lecture. So let's go here. And now we take slide 97. And I ask you, after we build this with incidence, to do the same thing using the delay one function or the smooth function. It should be the same. I have it, and you have it in principle in Fronta, if you download that, but you should try to construct it yourself. So there you have such construction, and if you simulate this and select perception of incidence and security incidence and plot it, then you get the same thing with different numbers, because here I have 90 incidents originally and 200 later and so on, but in principle you get the same structure. Okay, so, and a different thing that you could do is to put in a pulse, in which case you will get something like this. You need to know how to construct a pulse. I think this is documented in Fronta. We will anyhow do that a bit later, but there is a pulse function in Vensim which you can use. So let me for a moment give you the hint. Where is the, what did I do with that? Here. So, I requested that you did the same exercise using the inbuilt function, but you could also exercises perception of incidents using the delay one function with one step to pulse. And as to pulse, you have a function inventing pulse. I don't remember the order of the parameters, so I have to check it. Okay. The pulse is the time when it happens and its duration. So then a pulse, if that's the time, here's the time when it happens. So time with capitals as the axis. Let's put here P time for pulse time. That's when it happens. And then it looks something like this. And the duration is the width of the pulse. But in Vensim, the height of this is one. If you want a pulse with a different height, then you multiply outside by the height. Very often we consider pulses that are instantaneous. And if they are instantaneous, that means they have the shortest possible duration. And what is the shortest possible duration in a simulation tool? The time step. Yes. Okay. Very good. Okay. I am an upset-minded person. What did I do with the... I want to project. Here. It's a gray thing. They kind of hide from my view. Okay. So now third order delays. In third order delays, you have a process like this. That's the way you will build a third order delay. So something, a flow, enters some hub, which is a level, then it transits to another level, then it transits to another level, and then finally here. So if you think in terms of shipments of parcels, this is the process depicting the shipments. You are delivering this to the mail office. And then they stay in the first hub, and then over time they are transferred to the next hub, then over time they are transferred to another hub, and so on, and finally they arrive at the destinatory. Now you see why we speak of orders. In perceptions we had only one level, one process. Now we have three. It comes in. Remember the metaphor with the bathtub. It's water filling in, and as it's filling in, it starts to leave, and it starts to fill in the second, and it starts going out, it starts filling in the third, and so on. And this takes time. And that's what delays are. Delays occur through the process of flows entering stock, the stock gradually emptying, going to another stock, gradually emptying, going to another stock, and so on. And a third order delay, you have three such processes. A second order delay, there will be two. Fifth order delay, there will be five, and so on. But in practice, it's found that if there are delays occur of higher order, then are rarely of second order. And if they are third order, or fourth or fifth order, they don't make a big mathematical difference. How do they behave? Okay, here you have two cases again. Suppose you have a step function for the shipments. Then here the blue curve shows you the third order delay for the receipts. Suppose you have this, which looks a bit like a pulse, a shaky pulse, but anyhow, it goes up like this. Then the blue curve shows you the third order delay. And what you can do in detail like this, you can create by the delay function, and it looks graphically as if the same that we did or you can do for the first order delay. So input, output, average delay time. The difference is that you have as a function a delay 3 function instead of the delay 1 function. We will do some exercises as to this, but now at the end, to engage you a little bit, I want you to go back to the exercises that we had in the beginning. Here. And so how do you model this? And you can go to Benzim. Ah, not this one. This one. You have this one, what you are seeing here. And the question is now how to extend the model. So I am asking you to extend this model so as to represent a process like this. When incidents occur, the organization will detect that there is a problem, let's call it a gap, because they have some required or desired or target level of controls, and there is a gap between this required level of controls and the actual level of controls. And let's assume that they react so as to create new controls or fill in the new controls. Try to make a model for this. Yeah.
Ja, ja. Jeg skjønner ikke hva jeg gjorde det her. For det her sånn, når jeg kjører simulering her, det greit, ikke sant? Og så tar jeg den og den. Det går fint. Da får jeg den her. Men det her en delay-funksjon, er det det? Hvordan ser jeg at jeg har satt inn en delay-funksjon? Hvis jeg går hit nå. Hvor står det at jeg har en delay-funksjon?
Den delay-funksjonen er selve prosessen som du har her. Altså
hvor ligger den deleten?
Denne her.
Ja, men hvordan ser jeg hvor den er? Altså, hvordan fikk jeg den inn der?
Hele greia som du har her, det er det som skaper en forsinkelse.
Ja, jeg vet, men hvor la jeg en delay 1?
Nei, du har ikke lagt inn. Det er alternativene. Altså, her har du bygget det fra bunnen av. Delay 1-funksjonen vil gjøre det du har her gjennom 1-funksjonen.
Ok, så jeg har ikke lagt inn noe delay?
Jo, du har en delay. Prosessen som du har her er en delay, det er en forsinkelse. Men det har du lagt selv. Men Vensim sier du kan gjøre det samme ved hjelp av en funksjon som heter delay 1. Det er alternativet. Ikke sant? Så hvis du ser på sliden, på folien, så har du to versjoner av det samme. Hvis du går nå på det med delayen. Du har på høyre side den, og til venstre for den så har du et alternativ. Og det er der du bruker delay 1-funksjonen.
Men jeg har ikke lagt inn delay på noe så her, har jeg det? Jo, jeg har det likevel, da.
Jo, dette her, det skaper en sånn forsinkelse. Okay. Det er denne prosessen med å fylle inn her som tar tid, og derfor ser ut som en forsinkelse.
Så Vensim lager en forsinkelse uansett om jeg ikke legger inn en delay 1?
Vensim simulerer det du har tegnet her.
Ja.
Det du har tegnet her, det er en forsinkelsesprosess, fordi det tar tid for det å komme inn og endre seg. Så det er det som er en delay. En delay er en prosess som tar tid før du ser resultatet. Mm. Så her har du bygget det selv, men hvis du vil, så kunne du ta funksjonen delay 1, og så gjør det for deg. Så sammenlign høyre og venstre side på sliden.
Men da trenger jeg bare legge inn egentlig
inn til rødt, da. Ja. Ok, the other people are listening as well.
Yeah.
So I will explain again after in the beginning of the next lecture so that it's clear for everybody. So actually the conversation with Tony was about how do I get a delay? I don't see it here. I didn't use the function. But there are alternatives. One, either you build it yourself or... So actually the slide you have to look at is... And I will come back to that after the lecture. Yeah. So actually the question was, I have built something like this, but I don't have this here. How is this a delay? Well, the point is, this structure is the one that causes such behavior, a time delayed behavior, because this function, which behaves, say, like this, by the process of expectation results in this, which is a delay of that. But instead of doing this, instead, you could do it so. What is expectation of orders here looks here so. What is customer orders looks here so. What is time to adjust expectation looks here so. And the structure is like this, without the level, without the flow, but still you get the same result because here inside you are using this function. Okay? So then the exercise was exercise 3. So the question is how to extend the previous solution so that you now get the organization's process to detect the gap between the system level of controls and the required level of controls, and how the gap is closed. So, if we take this away, we have a model that is something like this. And this is the obsolescence. And you have here some lifetime. Maybe the name is different in my solution, but the idea is the same. And now we are saying that the organization detects a gap between the system level of controls and the required level of controls. So when you read this, you get ideas as to variables that you need. The way the case is described, if you read it very carefully, you can read from that, oh, we need these variables and we need that variable. So which variables are suggested here? In the sentence, when security incidents occur, the organization detects the gap between the existing level of controls and the required level of controls. So obviously you are getting a hint that there are incidents. Okay, so you can put it somewhere. Then you get an information that there is a gap. Okay, so you need somewhere a gap. And you need the required level of controls or desired level of controls, so you can put it somewhere. Desired or required controls. Okay, so you get some ideas, and then you need the process to create controls, and that will be what? We spoke about that earlier this morning. In terms of the model, what kind of process do you need to put in? A flow going in. Okay? So you have something like this. Okay? So now your task is to connect these things where you have incidents occurring, some gap between desired controls and the existing controls, and so on. We take them after the break. I think is it now 1 hour break we have? The lecture starts at 1:15. Is that correct? Okay. And that will be in Eureka 1/3. Good. Then we continue with that later. Any final questions? Okay, just summarizing, we have now made some progress both in creating some simple system dynamic models, but also starting to look at delays. And delays will occur quite often in our models in the future. And what is important now is to understand the nature of time delays, the different delays, and they have all to do with processes of flowing into stocks, going out of stocks, and so on. That's delay means it takes time until it happens. So what comes in takes time before it goes out. And if this goes to several stocks, in and out and in and out and in and out, then you have higher order of delays. But if you want to avoid the hassle of building all these things of delays, then Vensin says, please use me. I am the function delay 1 or the function delay 3 or delay fix. So if you use me, then you make it much simpler for you. So that's your choice as to whether you would like to see it in terms of explicit structures or using the FERDIMAT, the delays ready for use. Okay, thank you.